We're going to do now the Holy Red Letters of the Rebbe in Volume 4. This is letter 1220. We're coming up towards the end of Volume 4, the end of the year Tavshin Yud Aleph. This is already the eve of Rosh Hashanah. This is the 29th day of Elul. And the Rebbe writes the word Tavshin Yud Aleph in Tav Yud Shin Aleph, which spells out the word Tisa, which shall be raised. Brooklyn, New York. Shalom Avraham. Rebbe opens up peace and blessings. It was with pleasantness that I received your letter, dated the 13th of Elul, together with the note of the Pidyon Nefesh, that I read it on the very clear, special day of Chai Elul, on the graveside in the Tzion of my father-in-law, the Rebbe, with all the titles. This that you write in your letter, that you are in pain because of your health condition, do not have to be in pain at all, whatsoever. For sure, you read in the Zichronis, in the memoirs, at great length about the work of the father of the Alter Rebbe in the garden and in the field. We don't have any clue, basically, in the secrets of the various jobs that we get, that God gives us to be in the Birurim, and how we are to fulfill the ultimate divine intent for us to do. We don't really have any ways of figuring out, having a direct knowledge of what we are supposed to do in Avedis Birurim. We rely on our Father in Heaven, that He will lead us in the right, in the good path, so it will be good for us in the visible and revealed good, both physically and spiritually. I enjoyed reading in your letter about your efforts in strengthening Yiddishkeit of, it writes probably a person's name, they didn't put the name in here, and also their names I mentioned on the graveside on the Tzion of my father-in-law, the Rebbe. And I'm hoping that now it'll be easier, the efforts with them. I guess what the Rebbe is saying, after I prayed for them by the previous Rebbe, so now working with these people will become easier. As we were been promised by our sages in the Gemara, it says in Tumura Tezvava Medalev, and over there it brings down of the pasuk that says, Ashir varosh nivgashu meireinish neimchulu, which is means that a rich and a poor, when they meet together, God enlightens the eyes of both. The Gemara says that when you help somebody else, you teach somebody else, so even though you're teaching the other person, the teacher himself ends up gaining from the teaching that he teaches the other person, that meireinish neimavaya, he actually benefits. So you spend time teaching somebody else what they don't know, it actually increases your own knowledge. So since you are influencing them, and similar to them, about Yiddishkeit, about Torah and mitzvahs, so Hashem will also illuminate your eyes to have success in learning the revealed and the Hasidic parts of the Torah and in all of your other matters. Basically, the Rebbe is saying, if you help somebody else, you're not wasting your time. You're not sacrificing something, because at the end, based on the Gemara over there, we had another letters, you're actually helping yourself, because when you help somebody else, then Hashem helps both of you, so you're actually gaining too. So never feel that when you're doing for something else, oh, I could have been doing something better. We had a long letter of the Rebbe to somebody who was writing to the Rebbe that he had to tear himself away from the study of Torah because he had to work with the youth and things like that. And the Rebbe says, hey, that's what you got to do. So number one, that's the Rebbe saying over here, we don't know what Hashem wants us to do, so we trust that Hashem, we're doing what Hashem wants us to do. And B, if you're helping somebody else, as the Rebbe said over there, then you are being helped and gain success as well. Towards for the new year that is coming upon us, and on all Yidden for good and blessing, I am expressing my blessings to you, with the blessings of Chesuv Chesimatov Yishonatov Mesukah, be written and sealed for good, and a good and a sweet year. physically and spiritually together, with blessing to success in your studies and all of your other matters. So look, the Rebbe took out time in Erev Rosh Hashanah, most busiest time getting ready Rosh Hashanah, to write to another Yid and to encourage him and to help out in his Avodas Hashem. Amazing.